Joining us this week on Engaging with the Enemy is a man who really needs no introduction here in Rider Nation, and that is a former Rider, now with the Toronto Argonauts, receiver Daron Carter. Daron, thanks so much for taking our call tonight.
Thank you.
Now, first, we are all Rider fans here. When you signed in Saskatchewan, what made you sign here to begin with when you were a free agent in 2017?
I remember being in Montreal and coming to play in Regina, and it was a very close game, and I had returned a field goal late in the game, and I just remember all the fans just booing me, and I just loved it, and I was just like, man, I could really play for a place like this. And so when I had the opportunity to, you know, play for Saskatchewan, I really just want to jumped on it.
And did you enjoy your time here in Saskatchewan? And if so, what was your favorite part about being here?
I definitely enjoyed my time in Regina. My favorite part was definitely, you know, being able to be myself around the fans and, you know, engage with everybody in Regina. You know, it was a very fun time. You know, we were winning. It almost made it to a Grey Cup, you know, where we're about to play away. And, you know, it was a lot of memories.
Now, take us back to that day that everyone found out you were released. The news broke on Twitter. It was especially crazy. What was it like for you that day?
It was very crazy. You know, I was out to eat with my girlfriend in Montreal. I was scheduled to come back to Regina the next day. And I had that phone call with Coach Jones. And, you know, I got at the beginning of my meal. I didn't really finish my meal. You know, I didn't really feel like eating. And, you know, about 30 minutes later, I got a few calls from a few GMs, and that whole free agency process started pretty fast.
You were a free agent for a little bit. What did you do during that time?
For real, just take time off of football, you know, just relax, save my body. I went fishing with my uncle, you know, and just took time to see what, you know, how the season was going. I got to see how three weeks were going. And what team I wanted to, you know, to help out.
So what was the deciding factor with you signing with the Argos? I know you had a relationship with Jim Popp and SJ Green before in Montreal. Did they have a lot to do with it as well?
Yeah, definitely. You know, being comfortable is, you know, very high on my list of going for a team. And, you know, with the remainder, it was about 9 weeks left in the season. You know, I wanted to be in a spot where I know I'd be comfortable. And, you know, that team that could use me. I know that Jim Popp, you know, I had that relationship with him in Montreal, and SJ Green, you know, I always looked up to him as a mentor figure, you know, since my rookie year and everything. So it kind of was a no-brainer for me.
Now, when you were a free agent, was your phone busy? Were there other offers, other teams kind of gauging interest and that kind of thing, and it was just Toronto was the one you went with?
There was definitely thought about, you know, going to other teams. I didn't, you know, take it lightly. I just felt like, you know, with the remainder of the season in a short time, going somewhere where, you know, the team knew me, or in a sense the people there knew me, and, you know, and I could thrive.
Now, with the change to Toronto, there's also been another change that has many CFL fans scratching their heads. No more Twitter account. Why is that?
I kind of gained all the fame or notoriety, however you want to call it, through Twitter, you know, that I can get. So I just kind of, you know, got off of it. I was really just on there just messing with people, and it was fun for the time being. But I still have my Instagram, you know. I like the pictures and posting pictures and everything.
And obviously, with your father being Chris Carter, you had a football background growing up. What was it like having a Hall of Fame player being your father, and what was the pressure like?
It really wasn't any pressure. You know, I would say it's just like, you know, having a dad. He was always my coach in Little League. He was my receiver coach in high school. You know, I ended up going to Ohio State, where he had already, you know, been working receivers there before I went there. So, you know, he always had a kind of close tie in what I was doing, and, you know, sort of helped me develop as a receiver. And, you know, I think that's, you know, helped me sort of with my football knowledge. You know, having him as a dad, I kind of have an insight that nobody really else has.
Now, when you were young, did you ever get to go see him play when he was with the Eagles, Vikings, or I believe with the Dolphins as well?
Yes, I went to every home game except Monday nights because I had to go to school the next day. But every home game for the Vikings, you know, I was there in the Chris Carter jersey.
Did you ever get the chance to catch a football from, say, any Hall of Famer? Who was the biggest name you ever caught a pass from just for fun?
Oh, man. I mean, my dad has made plenty of Pro Bowls. You know, we all used to make like a family trip to Hawaii. It was always fun whenever he made the Pro Bowl. And, you know, I used to always play with everybody's kids. Reggie White was one of my dad's really close friends. We grew up with his kids, you know. And, man, Randy Moss, and like I call him Uncle Randy. You know, he grew up. His house was right down the street from where we lived. You know, I used to go over there and play video games all the time. And it's just a whole bunch of things that, you know, I really took for granted growing up. But you look back, you'd be like, man, I had a blessed childhood.
So hang around all those greats, is that what made you want to play professionally?
No, you know, to tell you the truth, you know, growing up, I was always pretty good at sports. And, you know, I just always knew I wanted to play football. Any sport I picked up, you know, I kind of was good at. And football was actually the last sport I played. I played hockey and soccer were my first two sports when I was growing up in Minnesota. And I loved hockey and soccer. I still love watching hockey and soccer. But when I moved to Florida, you know, football became, you know, the favorite sport. That's the state sport down there. And that's what I kind of focused on.
Got to admit, hockey kind of surprised me there. Who was your favorite player growing up?
Oh, man, I got to go with PK, man. PK Subban is definitely my favorite player because my uncle actually kind of mentored him when he was in Toronto. My uncle used to coach the Raptors, and, you know, growing up, he, you know, sort of mentored a few young men, and one of them just happened to be PK Subban, so I definitely have to go with him.
So you played hockey. What position did you play?
Oh, I was a center. To tell you the truth, my last play in hockey was a face-off, and my stick got jammed up all the way in my stomach, and I had to leave the game, and I was crying. And my mom said that's my last play, and I quit.
and football was a better option, getting hit by all these big guys?
Oh, yeah. You know, I used to play quarterback growing up. So I used to be able to run away from them. So it was pretty easy. And when I got to high school, they switched me to receiver my first game as a freshman. And that's how I became a receiver and getting hit.
So we know that you played defensive back a little bit here in Saskatchewan as well as receiver. Did you ever go to Coach Jones and say, hey, put me in at quarterback too?
I was always messing around with them in practice and everything. And I actually was the emergency quarterback when Caleros had got hurt, and there was a time Bridge had got hurt as well. And we didn't have a quarterback. I was going to go in as emergency quarterback, me or Marco Brulé.
You interact with fans nonstop in the community, taking fans to a movie in Toronto and just being generally open with them. Why is that so important to you?
Man, because I don't think people really understand genuine contact with athletes. You know, everybody can give, you know, cliche answers and be, you know, the good guy when it's pretty much, it's easy to be a cliche athlete. You know, you can say all the right things and everything, but when you show, you know, genuine love and genuine attraction to people and really listen to, you know, what people got going on, I think it just creates, you know, a better bond. And, you know, they root for you, you know, even harder in the game. And that's what I build off of.
Daron Carter here on the Piffles podcast. Now, Daron, the Daron Carter movie is being made. Who plays Daron Carter in the movie, and what's that movie about?
Oh, who plays Daron Carter? I would say, I think I would have to play myself, man. I would play myself, and it wouldn't be a football movie. It would be a hip hop movie, a football in the transition into hip hop movie. and I would be a rapper. I think I would have fun with that.
So it would be a lot like 8 Mile then?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like a rise to fame, you know, because nobody thinks athletes can rap. I don't think athletes can rap either, to tell you the truth. But I think it would be a good story.
One of your former teammates, Derek Dennis, actually rapped for us on the show. And if I had a beat, I'd play one for you here. Who's a better rapper, you or Derek Dennis?
No, I'm definitely better than Dennis. I think I could put my money on me in that rap battle.
So if you could have one superpower, what would it be and why?
One superpower. What would it be and why? My superpower would be a few good ones, but I think mine would definitely be mind control. You know, just making people do whatever I say. That'd be my top superpower. Because you can't beat that, right?
Outside football, what inspires Jerron Carter?
Man, I'll tell you, pretty much my family. I got a dog, I got a girlfriend, I got three turtles that I love and take care of in the off season. And man, I just wanted to be great. You know, I wanna go down as one of the, you know, best players, you know, in the league right now and eventually hopefully all time. And that's what I strive for. You know, every time they throw it to me, you know, I want to show how good I am.
So we've seen snippets of you on your Instagram, but in your own words, who is Jerron Carter?
Ah, man, in my own words, I would say I'm really a nerd trapped in a football player's body. Outside of football, you know, all I do is play video games, and I'm on a computer or just reading some type of obscure conspiracy or just something that you wouldn't really expect. So I would definitely say I'm a nerd outside of football. I'm a nerd trapped in a football player's body.
Okay, so you find a 1985 DeLorean and you can time travel. Where's the first place that you go and what do you do there?
First place I go is the future. I want to go 200 years into the future, and hopefully it's better than what it is now. Just to see, you know, I think the first thing I would do is just see if there's flying cars. I would want to fly a car. That'd be my first option.
If you could speak to any one person, dead or alive, who would it be, and what would you talk about?
One person, dead or alive. You got to go dead because you can speak to somebody alive. I would have to say, oh, man, that is a good one. I haven't thought of Martin Luther King. Yes, Martin Luther King. And I would just have ask him how to be a better person. I think of all people, you know, just how did he become the man that he was? You know, through all the turmoil and everything. I think that would help me the most out of everybody.
So take us through the average day for Jerron Carter. When you're not working out, doing film, practicing, anything like that, what keeps you busy?
Man, tell you the truth, Xbox One. I play a lot of Xbox One. I'm like very, very good at video games for some strange reason. And that's what keeps me busy, you know. I play all the video games. Any game that comes out, I'm going to get it, and I'm playing it. I play with a lot of Ryder fans as well, actually, still.
Do you ever play FIFA with Chad Johnson?
Yes, I have played FIFA with Chad Johnson. Chad is beating me like 5-3 in the series right now.
Where is Jerron Carter's happy place?
Definitely. I think in my living room with my dog, just sitting there watching TV, chilling with my dog. I love my dog. I'm not even a dog person, but I love my dog. It's pretty crazy.
What kind of dog do you have and what's its name?
It's she. Her name is Sasha and she is a pit bull.
I love dogs. Every dog is my favorite dog. What are you watching on Netflix right now?
Oh, man. To tell you the truth, I am watching on HBO. They have a show, an animated show called Animals, and it's like pretty much these guys talk as voices as animals, and they live these lives. It's pretty crazy. The guy's name are Phil and Mike, and they're the producers of the show. And you'd have to check it out. It's pretty funny. That's why I like it.
Life, Money isn't real, universal, commercial. You've used these as captions in your Instagram posts. What do these mean to you?
Oh, man. They're just little things that, you know, that pop in my head that you know, the kind of I live by in a funny sense. You know, just life is, I feel like you can capture every picture you ever take could be captured life, you know, because that's your life and there's nothing else you need to say. You know, it's just life. And money isn't real. You can take it however you want to take it. I can tell you, in a general sense, I always tell people that, you know, 90% of money is on computers. You know, only 10% of money is you could actually grab it and have. So money isn't really real. And Universal Commercial is my new chapter in Toronto right now and trying to show everybody what I can do.
Now, when you signed in Saskatchewan, the first thing we did, we talked to Cliffy D from the Alouettes flight deck, who told us that we would love you here, and he was absolutely right. But a lot of people outside of Montreal and Saskatchewan don't like you yet. Is Daron Carter just misunderstood?
No, I don't even think that I'm trying to be understood by people that don't care for it. I mean, the people that do care for it, you know, they show me enough love as it is. And you know, I appreciate it so much, for real. Like, to tell you the truth, I just hope that people open their mind instead of, you know, they see one thing or they hear one thing and they just create something that's in some, you know, obscure idea, and that's not me before they meet me.
Okay, now we're going to play the lightning round. We're going to hit these hard and fast. What's your favorite cereal?
Captain Crunch.
Do you like comedy or action movies?
Action.
Who's your favorite cartoon character?
Ooh, Bart Simpson.
Favorite vacation destination?
Bahamas.
Loudest trash-talking DB in the CFL?
Man, I'll still have to go with Dwight Anderson.
Your favorite chocolate bar?
Snickers.
Your all-time favorite animal?
I'll have to go cheetah.
Cookies or cake?
Cookies.
Sweet or salty?
Sweet.
All right, and just one last one here for you. The Riders, you're playing the Riders for the first time here since obviously going to the Argos. Are you taking this game more personally against the Riders? Is there any extra motivation to this one for you?
No, it's just more fun. You know, you get to play against, you know, players that you never thought you'd be playing against. In a sense, you know, I can't wait, you know, to go out there and show them what I can, do. You know, they know more than anybody what I can do. They see me more than anybody. So it'll be a good matchup.
Is there any one of the defensive backs specifically that you're looking up to going against?
I can't wait to welcome Nick Marshall into the league.
Well, you did take his spot when he got injured, so that should be a pretty good battle. Does he like to chirp on the field too?
I don't even know. I wasn't out there on defense when he was out there, but I'm not a big chirper. You know, people chirp at me, and then I respond. And we retaliate with just a lot better chirps. And then it's just, you know, they take it very personal. But I like to smile and have fun.
Is there a particular player moment with your time in Saskatchewan that stands out to you above all others, like on the field?
I think it has to be that catch I made against Toronto at home. I think it sort of really put my season together, you know. Before that, I really wasn't getting the ball that much. And after that catch, you know, so my season started took off. So I think that moment was pivotal.
Well, Daron, thank you so much for your time and joining us here on the Piffles Podcast. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you.